Let's continue reading verses 8 through 10 of Ephesians chapter 2. Now, in these three verses, we have one of the great evangelical summaries of the New Testament. If you don't hear the gospel here, then you're not listening. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Once again, let's begin this section of Ephesians 2 with some background notes. In the first seven verses of Ephesians 2, we saw our totally helpless condition. That is, before God saved us. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We were following the world's system of values and attitudes. We were following the enemy, the devil. And we were following our sinful natures, the flesh. Now that's a pretty helpless and hopeless situation, isn't it? By the way, if you're looking for a single verse in the Bible that lists this threefold enemy of the Christian, the world, the flesh, and the devil, you won't find any single verse in your concordances that reads the world, the flesh, and the devil. However, Ephesians 2, 2 and 3 certainly contain these words and show us that this is what we are up against in spiritual warfare: the world, the flesh, and the devil. Our enemy is the devil, and he uses his satanic world system of values and attitudes to appeal to our fallen sinful natures, the flesh. And we're certainly vulnerable here, aren't we? The good news of Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 7, as we've seen, is that God in his grace has rescued us and made us alive in Christ. And furthermore, he's given us a spiritual position in Christ. We're saved forever. Now here in verses 8 through 10 of Ephesians chapter 2, we have a summary of the good news, and notice how the emphasis is on God's grace. Let's read verses 8 and 9 once again. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. How many of you have already memorized those verses of Scripture? What? I don't see 100% hands. Now, if you have not memorized these great verses, this is a summary of the gospel. You ought to memorize these. Because if anybody ever asks you, what do you mean you can't get to heaven by being a good person? Where do you want to go in the Bible to prove it? Right here, Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works. How much clearer can you get, right? Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now let me ask you, what is the it of verse 8? Let me read the verse once again. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Does the it refer back to God's grace? That's the gift of God? Or does it refer back to our faith? That's the gift of God. How many say faith? How many say grace? How many are waiting for my answer? Probably the it refers to the whole package of salvation, which is really the subject of the passage. Salvation is by grace through faith. You see, both grace and faith are feminine nouns in the Greek language. And the it here is in the neuter gender. So most likely, the it refers to the whole package of salvation. Everybody follow? Let's repeat the verses once again, right? Verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It, that is salvation, is the gift of God. The whole thing, through and through, by grace through faith, the whole package. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Well, more we can say, but we need to move to the doctrinal point for verses 8 through 10. Our doctrinal point is this: believers are saved by grace alone. Believers are saved by grace alone. And we have two subpoints, A and B. A, good works are not the root of salvation, and B, good works are the fruit of salvation. Subpoint A, good works are not the root of salvation. Verses 8 and 9, once again, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. The root of our salvation is not our good works, but God's great grace. And it is 100% God's grace. Listen to Romans 11, verse 6, concerning the salvation of God's people. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. Everybody follow the logic of that verse that Paul writes there? You can't mix human works in with God's grace, no matter how good those human works are. If you do, it's no longer grace. There's no such thing as God's grace sprinkled with human good works. No way. Impossible. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. You know, why is this so hard for people to understand? Just last Sunday, I was speaking with a woman about salvation and asked her when she became a Christian. And this was right after a gospel sermon. She said it was when she was baptized as a baby. Baptized as a baby? I'm so sorry. No way. Salvation does not come about through baptism. Salvation does not come about through confirmation. Salvation does not come about through church membership. Salvation does not come about through being a good neighbor and giving to good causes. Salvation comes about by grace through faith. Believers are saved by grace alone. Good works has nothing to do with our salvation, period. If it did, then people would boast. Even if good works counted for 1/1,000,000th of 1%, people would boast. I went to church one more Sunday than you did. I worked one more day on community projects than you did. You don't think that would happen? It would happen for sure. You know it would happen. Good works are not the root of salvation. All right? It's all of God's grace. All we do is receive God's free salvation through faith in Christ. Let me ask you this morning, have you taken that step of faith? Or are you still in that dead condition that we read about in the first part of Ephesians 2? Remember, good works are not the root of salvation. Subpoint B, good works are the fruit of salvation. Good works are the fruit of salvation. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. Good works are not in order to be saved, but because we are saved. Good works are not the ground or root of salvation, but the fruit of salvation. So good works do not contribute to our salvation, but should be practiced in our lives. In fact, James chapter 2 says that if good works are not part of a believer's life, it may be an indication that there never was any real conversion. That's the meaning of James 2:26. Faith without works is dead. Just saying you're a Christian doesn't make you one. The evidence of true faith in Christ for salvation is good works. Good works are not the means of salvation, but they are the evidence of salvation. Now, what are the good works that were ordained beforehand that we should walk in them? Listen to the verse once again, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, which God ordained that we should walk in them. Does this mean that God has a plan for your life? Answer, yes. God has not only ordained the general character of the believer's walk, namely a walk of good works. But God certainly knows the particular good works that he wants you involved in as you serve the Lord. How can anyone say that God, who knows and plans everything, doesn't have a plan and purpose and blueprint for your life? If God has numbered every hair of your head, Matthew 10:30, has he not planned what part you play in the body of Christ and what niche you fill in the kingdom, even down to the details? Of course he has. Just get involved, and God will guide you in the particular good works he has ordained for you. And guess what? You will find that you're a fruitful Christian, characterized by good works. Good works are the fruit of salvation. Now, I know when I get into this kind of topic, everybody asks, you know, how do I know what are the works for me? Just get involved. That's the best advice I can give you. Just get involved and God will guide you. Kind of like you can't steer a parked car very well. You got to get moving, right? Well, get moving in serving the Lord and God can guide you. And right along with that would be our practical application, all right? Remember, we are God's masterpiece. Remember, we are God's masterpiece. Verse 10 again. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. The idea here in we are his workmanship is that we are God's masterpiece. That's the idea here. God has taken us as raw materials and is making something beautiful out of us. Can you believe it? Every believer here this morning, including... You're waiting for me to fill in the blank. Including you, all right? Every believer here this morning, including you, including everyone. God is making something beautiful out of us. We are God's masterpiece. We have been created in Christ Jesus, and now the good works that God has ordained for us are part of God's plan to make us his masterpiece. That's the way it works. Listen to it again. For we are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So as we get involved in these good works, this plan that God has for our lives, how we serve him, he's making us into his masterpiece. I'm sure you've seen that bumper sticker, right? Be patient, God is not finished with me yet. That's kind of humorous, but it's true. God is not finished with us yet. Philippians 1:6 says that God has begun a good work in us and will complete it. The good works that God ordained for each one of us are part of his master plan. They're part of his master plan for you. They're part of his master plan for me. So let's get involved in the good works of God's plan for our lives. Let's not slow up God's progress by going on strike. And don't say you don't know what to do. Just get active in a balanced Christian life. Get involved, and then God can guide you. Remember, we are God's masterpiece.